This is the Sakar Merli of the 24th of May, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, at Amrit Vela, just remember the one father alone with a lot of love, and lock up all your other thoughts. Have a sweet heart-to-heart conversation with the father. Question. Everything that you children say has to be meaningful. Which children can speak meaningful words? Answer. Those who are soul conscious speak words full of meaning. The things that the Father teaches you at the confluence age are full of meaning. Whatever people say in the state of body consciousness, it is meaningless. It is all meaningless. It is fruitless and of no benefit either. Song. Show the path to the blind, dear God. Om Shanti. Those songs, etc., belong to the path of devotion. You now have no need of those songs. There is no question of any difficulty here. On the path of devotion, there is a lot of difficulty. There are so many customs and systems, such as feeding the Brahmin priests, doing this and that, going on pilgrimages, etc. You have to do so much. When you come here, he liberates you from all your difficulties. You do not have to do anything like that. You don't even have to say Shiva, Shiva through your lips. That is against the rules here. There is no fruit received by doing that. The Father says, each of you has to understand internally that you are a soul. The Father has said, remember me. Remain introverted and remember the Father alone. The Father promises you that all your sins will then be burnt away. This is the fire of yoga in which all your sins are burnt away, so that you can then return home. History repeats. These are all ways to talk to yourself. Have a spiritual conversation with yourself. The Father says, I give you this method every cycle. You know that this tree grows gradually. It is now when I come to liberate you children from your bondage of Maya that the storms of Maya start. There are no bondages in the Golden Age. Your intellects know the full meaning of the Confluence Age. Everything here is meaningful. Whatever body-conscious people say, it is meaningless. Whatever soul-conscious people say, it is meaningful and will be fruitful. There are so many difficulties on the path of devotion. People think that to go on pilgrimages to do this, that and the other are all paths to reach God. However, you children have now understood that no one can return home yet. 84 births have been shown for Lakshmi and Narayan, who are the number one masters of the world. So how could anyone else be liberated from that? Everyone comes into the cycle. So how could Krishna always exist, like they say? Yes, that soul always exists in one form or another, but the name and form of Krishna has been and gone. The Father has come and explained all of these things to you, children. This is a study. Attention has to be paid while leading a student life. Fix a time every day to write up your chart. Businessmen have a lot of bondages. Those who have jobs do not have as many bondages. They just finish their jobs and that's it. Businessmen have to supply their customers whenever they come. Their intellect's yoga wanders outside. Therefore, you must try and make time for remembrance. The early morning is a very good time for that. At that time, you must lock up your thoughts of external things. Have no other thoughts. Just have the remembrance of the Father. Write down the praise of the Father. Baba is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. Baba is making us into the masters of the world. We have to follow his Srimat. The most elevated direction we receive is Man above. No one else can say this. You receive this direction every cycle in order to change from Tamopratan to Satopratan. The Father simply says, constantly remember me alone. This is called the mantra that disciplines the mind. There is happiness in having remembrance with understanding. The Father says, unadulterated remembrance is required. In devotion, the worship of Shiva is at first unadulterated. Then, when they start to worship many others, it becomes adulterated. At first, there was worship of just the one. You must now listen to this knowledge from only that one, the one whom you children used to worship. He himself says to you, sweetest children, I have now come. All the cults of devotion are now ending. You were the ones who first built a temple to Shiv Baba. At that time, you were unadulterated devotees. Therefore, you were very happy. Then, when you became adulterated devotees, you came into duality with others, and so there was a little sorrow. Only the one Father gives happiness to all. The Father says, I come and give this mantra to you children. Only listen to that one's mantra. It is not a corporeal being here. You come here to Bapdada. There is no one higher than Shiv Baba. Everyone remembers him. Bharat used to be heaven. It was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Who made them so elevated that you later worshipped them? No one knows who Mahalakshmi was. What was her previous birth before she became Mahalakshmi? You children know that she was Jagadamba, the world mother. It is said, salutations to the mothers. This applies to all you mothers. You claim a right to the whole world. Mother Bharat is not said for just one. All of you are the Shiv Shaktis who take power from Shiva by having yoga. Maya interferes with your taking power. In a battle, in war, when someone hits you, You have to remain courageous and fight. You shouldn't become trapped by someone who hits you. Your battle is with Maya. There is no battle between the Kauravs and the Pandavs. They, the Kauravs, battle amongst themselves. When people fight, they are even ready to cut one another's throats for just 1 or 2 yards of land. The father comes and explains that this is predestined in the drama. There is the kingdom of Rama, God, and there is the kingdom of Ravan, the devil. You children now have the knowledge that you will go to the kingdom of Rama, where there is unlimited happiness. The very name is the land of happiness, Suttam. There is no name or trace of sorrow there. The Father has now come to give you children such a kingdom. Therefore you children should make so much effort. Baba repeatedly tells you, children, don't become weary of this. Continue to remember Shiv Baba. He is a point, and we souls are also points. We have come here to play our parts. Our parts are now ending. The Father now says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. Sins accumulate on the souls. Bodies are finished here. Some human beings commit sin and then kill themselves, their bodies. Therefore, their sins are not absolved by doing that. It is said, a sinful soul. Sages and holy men say that souls are immune to the effect of action. They also say that each soul is the supreme soul. There are many different opinions. You are now receiving Srimat from the one supreme soul. The Father has given each of you a third eye of knowledge. It is you souls who know everything. Previously you knew nothing about God or about how the world cycle turns. Souls are tiny. First of all, you are given the realization of souls. Souls are very subtle. All the visions that people have are aspects of the path of devotion. Only the Father explains the aspects of the path of this knowledge. He comes and sits beside this one in the center of the forehead. This one also understands quickly. All of these things are new aspects, and the Father sits here and explains them. Make these very firm. Do not forget them. The more you remember the Father, the more your sins will be absolved. Your future depends on your sins being absolved. Together with you children, the land of Bharat is also the most fortunate one. There is no other land as fortunate as Bharat. It is here that the Father comes. Bharat used to be heaven. It was called the Garden of Allah. You know that the Father is once again making Bharat into a garden of flowers. We are studying to go there. We have visions. We understand that this is that same Mahabharat war. After that, there will be no such war. A new world is definitely needed for you children. When it was a new world, Bharat was heaven. It was only 5,000 years ago. It is not a question of hundreds of thousands of years. If it were hundreds of thousands of years, there would be countless human beings. This does not penetrate anyone's intellect. Since there isn't such a huge population, how could the cycle be that long? You now understand that we used to rule the world 5,000 years ago. There were no other lands at that time. They came into existence later on. All of these things are in the intellects of you children. They are not in the intellect of anyone else at all. Give them a little signal so that they can understand that there really was another religion in existence before theirs. You can now explain that the one original deity religion that existed before has now disappeared. No one would claim to belong to the deity religion now. They do not understand that they used to belong to the original eternal deity religion. Where did that religion go? Where did the Hindu religion come from? No one thinks about these things. You children can explain that the Father is the ocean of knowledge, the authority of knowledge. Therefore, he must surely have come and spoken this knowledge. Only by taking this knowledge is there salvation. There is no question of inspiration in this. The Father says, I come every cycle. Just as I have come now, so I will come again after a cycle has passed and meet all of you children. You also go around the cycle. You claim your kingdom and you then lose it. This is an unlimited play. All of you are actors. If souls as actors do not know the creator, director, and principal actor, of what use are they? You children now know how you souls adopt bodies to play your parts. You now have to return home. It is now the end of this old world. This is such an easy aspect to understand. You children understand how the Father is sitting here in an incognito form. There is the song, wrapped in a quilt, he saw the one who does everything. Whether you say that he saw him or that he recognized him, it is the same thing. It is possible to see a soul, but there is no benefit in that. No one would understand anything from that. Many people who perform intense devotion receive visions. Previously, you children used to have many visions. You were given many programs for that. You will see all of those entertaining games at the end. The Father now says, study and become clever. If you do not study now, you will have to look down when the results are out. You will understand that you wasted so much time. The more you stay in remembrance of the Father, the more your sins will be absolved by having that remembrance. The more you remember the Father, the more your mercury of happiness will rise. People do not know why God is remembered. Although they say that he is the mother and father, they do not know the meaning of that. You now understand, and so you can explain the picture of Shiva, that he is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. You have to remember him. You children know that that father has come to show you the path to a lot of happiness. This is a study. To the extent that you make effort, you will accordingly claim an elevated status. This one isn't a sage or holy man whose gadi, meaning the seat of a guru, has continued from the beginning of time. This is Shiv Baba's gadi. It isn't that someone else will sit on the gadi when this one departs. The father will take everyone back with him. Some children waste their time having wasteful thoughts about how they will accumulate a lot of wealth so that their children and grandchildren can live on that, or because it will be useful later on. They want to accumulate it in their bank locker so that their children can live on it. However, the government won't leave anyone alone. Therefore, instead of thinking a lot about that, become busy earning an income for your future. You children must now make effort. It is not that you will do it if it is in the drama. Unless you make effort, you won't even receive anything to eat. However, if it is not in their fortune, they have such thoughts. If it is not in their fortune, what godly effort would they make? Those who have it in their fortune imbibe these things very well and also inspire others to imbibe them. The father is your teacher and also your guru, so you should remember him. The most loved are the father, the teacher, and the guru. They have to be remembered. Baba shows you many methods. You can also invite the sages and holy men. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Make effort and become busy earning an income for your future. Do not stop making effort by saying, if it is in the drama, I will do something. 2. Note down the sins you have committed and the sorrow you have caused others throughout the day. Tell the Father about them with honesty. Keep your heart honest and clean, and settle all your accounts by having remembrance of the One Father. Blessing. May you become a constant and natural yogi by constantly keeping your crown and throne with you. At the present time, all of you children receive a crown and a throne from the Father. This present crown and throne enable you to receive a crown and throne for many future births. If you constantly keep your crown of responsibility for world benefit and Babdada's heart throne with you, you will become a constant and natural yogi. There will then be no question of making any type of effort, because firstly you have a close relationship, and secondly, your attainment is limitless. Where there is attainment, there is natural remembrance. Slogan: use your plain intellect to put your plans into practice, because success is merged in that. Aviat signal: imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. Sorrow and peacelessness arise out of impurity. Where there is no impurity, there can be no sorrow or peacelessness. All of you are master purifiers, the children of the purifier. Those who purify others would naturally be pure themselves. Such purifier souls would definitely keep their peace and happiness with them. The greatest speciality of all is to be pure. Even today, people bow their heads to this greatness. Om Shanti.